and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And today I'm going to do a little bit more about letting go of the old and inviting in the new. As we're heading into the shortest days of the year in December, these are interesting days where we're shedding quickly the skins of 2019 and inviting in the beauty of 2020. I was really blessed this week. I got to meet a woman who's a channeling energy healer psychic from Santa Barbara area. Her name is Vicky Emanuel, and oh my gosh, we had the most amazing conversation. And what I learned as we were just chatting about our lives and our books and our projects was she called the next 7 years dragon years, and it just sounded really good, doesn't it? And she talked about 2020 being a year of a much different energy than 2019, to which I say thank you and hallelujah. So one thing that shows up as we are letting go of the old and inviting in the new is the old has certain clutches. It has certain ways of being. And really almost every industry and business and is going to undergo a change, just like Amazon did for the book industry, Uber and Lyft did for the taxi industry, Airbnb disrupted the hotel industry. And we're going to keep seeing these kinds of massive changes in our universe. So how do we prepare for massive change? Well, there's no one simple answer, but you want to keep getting clearer in your third eye, and you want to keep getting clearer on acting on your intuitive knowing, because the past is not going to prepare us for the future as well as it could anymore, because we're making huge generational leaps right now. We're understanding that there is, you know, psychic energy. We're understanding that thoughts become things. We're understanding we can basically create a $1 billion business in 5 years, right? I mean, isn't that just fascinating that we didn't even have Instagram just a very short number of years ago, really? We didn't have Facebook, you know, 20 years ago. So let's just look at how rapidly things are moving and changing, and what we can do to poise ourselves for success in this kind of expanding world. It's very fascinating, isn't it? So one of the things that we can do is to clear our physical space. And I know that's not easy. Let go of things you don't need anymore. Let go of patterns you don't need anymore. Ask yourself questions, even like, how do I get to work? Is that the best way to get to work? How do I drink water? Well, I think the little bottles of water are going to go away. We're seeing huge changes in the evolution of how we drink water. Along came what, the hydro flask, and all the kids say, don't drink bottled water, mom, drink with the hydro flask, save the turtles. So how we drink water, how we, you know, fire our vehicles. We're looking at cars with, you know, solar tops that can charge themselves. And so the whole gasoline oil industry is changing. Just kind of keep tuning into what is possible. Keep looking at different ways of doing almost every single thing in your life. Question everything as far as how you do things. As we head to the end of this year, look at like, how do I get food? How do I take care of my children? How do I communicate with my loved ones? What are some things I can do to have little improvements in each area of my life so that we're not necessarily asking ourselves to suddenly weigh 100 pounds less in one day or something, but maybe we could start having more fruit and vegetables, or start, you know, eating more raw foods, more real food. Maybe we could start putting water into a flask instead of using bottles of water. I have a great water filtration system I use that pulls out bad things and puts in minerals. It's a pH balanced water filtration system that I love. Makes all my water pH special to be more alkaline. So just in the space of this moment, I'd like to encourage you to invite new ways of being into your life. And if you like to-do lists, and go ahead and just start writing a list on the left of how you've done things and a list on the right of what else you might choose to do instead that might be more energy efficient or more beautiful or bring you more money, or, you know, do all those things you've been choosing and wanting but not always getting. Now is the perfect time to focus on, laser focus on some outcomes for the end of, say, even 2021 or 2022, 2023. What would you like to see shift? And then kind of reverse engineer yourself backwards to today and say, okay, well, if in 5 years from now I would like this to be my life or that to be my life, then what are some changes I could make every single minute? Like, what change could I make now? And then you can take that model that you build. So take this model of a model life, let's just call it, and then hold decisions up into that light of that. So I just did this yesterday with one of my clients, and she had two possible names for a podcast, and we're working on her podcast. And we said, hey, in 5 years from now, which direction? And one was a little more clingy to the old, and one was way more brand new, but scary because we might lose some of the people that liked the old. So it was like new to old. So it was a kind of a scary juxtaposition. And we both just laser focused on the choices. And she ended up choosing going with the new. And that was really an interesting process because it would have been much easier to stick with sort of a mush of the old and the new, as far as like the, I don't want to say rational, but like the, you know, the sticking on status quo. So as you go out into your day to day, just start looking at those things. Start looking at where you'd like to be some years from now, and start looking at just making really little adjustments into that direction. Not huge adjustments, just make little steps towards this new way that you'd like your life to look like. And you'd be amazed how quickly things shift when you start having that new image in front of you, because other people will actually react to it before it exists and will help you actualize it. Well, I think that's another podcast. So have a most brilliant day, and I look forward to you. I'll be back on Monday with another topic, and I might do something more about how to get what we want in 2020. That sounds like fun. And I'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming to the Energy Clearing for Life podcast.